Amid news of the devastating wildfires in the BC interior, residents of Greater Victoria are becoming much more concerned about the region's dry conditions, fire officials say. We traditionally have dry summers, but they seem to be getting drier and the dry periods are lasting longer, said VEW Royal Fire Rescue Captain Troy Mullen. And people have become very wary of others tossing cigarettes or doing anything that could lead to a fire, he said. People are a little bit more outraged and it's because they're sensitive to what's going on in the province. They're worried and obviously it's more highlighted because of what's going on regionally and globally in terms of wildfires, he said. People are starting to pay attention more and have more concern, and police themselves and their neighbors a little bit more than normal. Mullen said that, fire smart, steps for homeowners include keeping lawns short, keeping roofs and gutters clear of leaves and debris, trimming dry or dead branches away from homes, cleaning off decks, and separating wooden fences from homes with metal gates. Owners of large, rural properties that have an interface with an area like VEW Royal's Thetis Lake Regional Park or parts of the Malahat can especially benefit from doing such simple things, he said. Sydney Fire Chief Brett Mickelson said it can make a huge difference around homes. Highways maintenance crews also take steps at this time of year like keeping grassy medians trimmed, Mullen said. That keeps the spread of any fire a lot slower and there's less fuel for them to burn, he said. Also, it keeps a lot of the smoke down, which makes it safer for traffic. Thetis Lake Park is watched carefully and is tinder dry right now, Mullen said. It is a no-smoking area, and now more than most times of the year it's really important that people heed that warning, he said. Central Saanich Fire Chief Ken Mount said his department's emergency response exercise in June focused on the area around Au, Wellnew, John Dean Park and emphasized the value of fire prevention measures for homes and of having knowledge of evacuation procedures. The department has its own Fire Smart coordinator in firefighter Ryan Van Trait, Mount said. He's out there, he's boots on the ground, Mount said. It's really crossing into emergency management and neighborhood emergency preparedness, as well. Despite the declaration of a provincial state of emergency, the department has still been dealing with things like fires on the beach at Island View, he said. Mickelson has also noted the public giving added attention to fire risks. Rightfully so. The region's smoky skies from interior fires in recent days have cemented the reality of the situation in the province for people here, Mickelson said. Mickelson said he was in Lahaina on Maui less than a year ago, and what has happened there has really brought it home to him how quickly a fire can spread. He said his department currently has a fire truck helping in Lillooet and Deputy Fire Chief Mike Harmon is in Kelowna helping to battle wildfires. Harmon is managing about 50 pieces of apparatus in Kelowna, Mickelson said. We have a long history of assisting BC wildfire going back to 2003. Both the Central Saanich and VEW Royal departments have personnel in the interior, as well. Reducing risk around your home? BC. FireSmart's Emergency Wildfire Preparedness Checklist includes the following. Monitor fire events and do as advised by local officials. Have a grab-and-go bag ready at home with such things as food, water, a flashlight, a first aid kit and prescription medications. Pre-register for emergency support services through the BC Services Card app. Make your home fire smart by clearing dead plants and leaves within 10 meters of your home, moving combustible items like propane tanks, patio furniture and firewood 10 meters from your home, and keeping vegetation away from combustible fences. Check to see that all vents are in good condition. Prior to an evacuation, turn off air conditioning, water, electricity and gas, and close doors, windows and skylights. JBell@timescolonist.com. > To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@timescolonist.com.